And good Thursday morning. Welcome to In Focus. Brady Bowman with you. And we got possibly the best show of the year right here this morning. That's out of my knowledge area.
Oh, okay.
But we got a good one. We got Dr. Marty Veneer here in the studio, MBATH Partnership Development Director. Also, in last half of the show, we'll have Governor's Military Council. Perry Wiggins will be in. But right now, we do have Dr. Marty Veneer in the studio. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. It's been a very, very good month since I was here last.
It has been. It has been. Although, I'm not looking forward to this snow talk.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
That's a problem.
Today looks awesome. Enjoy today. It's going to be good because the weekend's not looking that great. But things are looking great at MBATH.
Yes, they are. And I will start with this particular event because I understand there are people who are interested. Just an announcement for those of you who are interested in mechanical things. Our last tower crane will come down this weekend. So for those of you who are fascinated by those things, you need to get to the Department of Ag parking lot, potentially tomorrow afternoon and Saturday, to watch that process. So
you said you were infatuated with these cranes at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
And whatsoever is your job going to be like now?
Oh,
you're craneless.
I know. Well, we have truck cranes still.
Oh, well, that's... Not nearly as
still get
you know,
your pick.
It's not devastating. No, it's not devastating, but it's sort of like
your crane love is going to be on a smaller smaller scale now.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Uh-huh.
So, but my fascination was when they went up. I wasn't there to see them go up, so it's sort of like I don't understand how this happens. How do they get up there? And how? So now I'm sort of just watching the reverse. How is it that you take them down? So, anyway, there are a lot of people, apparently, who join me in that fascination.
And when are they coming down?
The last one is coming down this weekend, starting, I think, tomorrow. It takes a couple days.
They can bring them down in the snow?
Yeah, I think so. As long as it's not windy, I think they'll go in about any condition.
As long as it's not windy.
As long as it's not windy, yeah.
Beginning of April in Kansas. Well, yeah, Dave, are you looking at that right now? Do we got some wind?
Gust to 25.
And
northeast 10 to 15.
Okay. That might be just under their limit. They actually seriously have a wind speed limit. If the wind is over like 35, they don't even put anybody up in the crane to work.
Uh-huh.
Because it's just too much. But I think 35 is the limit.
We've learned so much already.
Brady. We have.
No
we
wonder
have.
It's your favorite show of the year.
I'm telling you. This is a good one. We got a good one on our hands right here. And also when we talk about those cranes coming down, what does that really, that signifies a pretty big step for MBATH construction.
It does. We are very close to having the entire building enclosed. We right now have 500 construction workers on site. They are finishing closing in of the building. They are starting to install the big equipment. They will soon be hooking the NBAF laboratory building to the central utility plant because when NBAF is enclosed, then they have to start conditioning the air. So the cup will fire up again and go into operational mode to heat and cool the building and run steam for things that need steam. So it is a pretty big step.
And that power plant, if there's anything that's always impressed me so far about the MBATH site, really from the get-go, it's just the scope of that, the size and scope of that power plant. Mm-hmm. It really shows you just exactly how big of a facility this is, the power needs, and just how serious the work's going to be.
Right, right. And a lot of that power plant, its main function on a normal day is to condition the building so heating or cooling and providing steam because there will be a lot of autoclaves, the tissue digesters, all of that big, big machinery all requires steam. So there's going to be a lot of steam generated. It also contains the backup generators. So we're going to have direct power into the building, but in the event that there is you know, a power failure, then we've got generators that fire up within seconds to maintain all the systems in the building. So that's also part of that utility plant. It's not going to generate power on a day-to-day basis, but it's there as the backup for power, though it will on a day-to-day basis continue to condition the air and provide steam for autoclaves and whatnot.
So MBAP is still kind of on the overall electrical grid. That power plant's not the sole power for the MBAP.
Correct.
Okay, I always wondered about that, because initially I was always thinking that it was just going to be ran solely on its own power.
No, it's part of the redundancy.
I see.
It's part of the redundancy.
I see. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And as far as scheduling for MBAP construction, everything's still on schedule?
We are right on schedule. We are exactly where we want to be. Things look really good as the building closes in and piping and ductwork and all of that starts being connected, and all of the big pieces of equipment start being connected, and they start finishing the inside, doing coatings on floors and walls and whatnot, and installing individual laboratory walls and all of that. We're going to have this summer probably 800 people on site.
Summer?
Yeah, it'll start this summer. Yeah, we already have, right now we have 500. And so as they start moving inside and finishing surfaces, it'll go up to 800.
And that target date of completion is still around 20?
Construction completion is December of 2020.
Okay.
There's still a road after that to get to full operations, but the actual construction will be finished in 2020.
Brady Bowman here with Dr. Marty Vanier, the director of MBAF Partnership Development. And I guess just real quick, just to remind some of our listeners, maybe some first-time listeners or some folks who are maybe new to the area and hearing about MBAF and wondering, what is MBAF? Might just refresh us a little bit.
Okay. MBAF, of course, it's the government, so they have to have an acronym. NBAF stands for National Bio and Agro Defense Facility. So it is meant to replace an incredibly old laboratory on the East Coast. And this is the NBAF laboratory, when it opens, will be responsible for several different missions to protect animal health and, by extension, human health. It's going to do research on some very significant livestock diseases that do not currently exist in this country. It also is going to provide diagnostic capabilities for those same diseases and a variety of others that we are likely to see at some point in this country. It will also be training both domestic and foreign veterinarians to recognize the clinical signs of these very significant diseases.
Very good. Let's go ahead and take our first break. And when we come back, we might talk a little bit about the oversight of MBAP. There's been a lot of talk about that when it comes to Homeland Security and Department of Agriculture. We'll talk more about that on the other side of break. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.